Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to everybody. We are excited about this coming together. And so I believe we have quite a few of you already on the line. And so we will open up in prayer, and then we will begin to talk about the garment training, give you some information regarding the AEN conference, the consecration portion of it, develop our spiritual consecration, and address any questions or concerns that you all may be having at this point in the in your journey. So, can somebody open us up in prayer?
Hooks is here. I'll do it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great and majestic God and Savior, Father of all creation, oh God, and keeper of all lives, we bless you and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be here on this evening, God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor your process, oh Heavenly Father. We honor, Lord God, your providence, oh Lord God. We honor, Lord God, your heaven, Lord God, and your throne, oh Lord Jesus. And we reverence your spirit, Lord God, and your train that fills the temple, God. We thank you and we bless you, Lord God, for what you are doing in our lives individually and collectively, oh God. And we, Lord God, just acknowledge how great you are, how you don't make mistakes, oh God. And we are so pleased and humbled that you chose us for such a time as this. Father God, Lord God, us in this process, Lord Jesus, I pray for each and every candidate, Lord God, each and every custodian, Heavenly Father, and each and every congregant, Lord God, that will be blessed, Lord God, and inspired by that which they see, Lord God, and that which we do from this point forward. And we thank you, Lord God, honor, Lord God, this gathering, Lord God, and fill our hearts and our mouths, Lord God, with worship, wonder, and awe. And we worship and bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am definitely excited about what is forthcoming. And so that we can proceed forward, I understand that you all received the email and everyone was supposed to schedule their one-on-one. Some of you have had your first ones. Others of you have not. I just want to encourage you, if you have not had your first one-on-one, please, please, please reach out to Elder Sharita so that that can be scheduled. If the Tuesday times are not convenient for your schedule, then let us know because we can definitely change it so that we can accommodate you all. So by all means, let's make sure that we reach out. There's some information that goes forth in our one-on-one meetings that I believe will help make these corporate meetings run a little smoother. So just want to encourage you all to do that. I want to follow up. We've been talking one-on-one and in our corporate meetings about your consecration documents that are required to be turned in. And just want to, you know, take this moment now to find out if there are any questions or concerns about the documents. You all should be sending your information in. And so we are aggressively and patiently waiting for you all to let us know where you're at in your process. Now, remember, all of the information is going to be included in your binders as well. So we definitely, part of what we need to know is where you're at in your process so that if there is any assistance that is needed or to address any concerns that you might have regarding it, we can do that as well. Want to encourage you, if you have not already registered for the AEN conference, you definitely want to register before the 3rd because the price changes on the 3rd. And so the registration is $65, and it does include one banquet ticket. So the registration is $65. It includes one banquet ticket. And we have asked that those that are being consecrated be responsible for purchasing at least one table, if not two. So that would consist of a minimum 10 tickets. So 10 to 20 tickets. So, and those tickets are $35 again before the third, and then after the third, they go up to $40. And so just want to keep that in the forefront of your mind. I know that it isn't until the end of May, around the end of May, that your crest, coat of arms, but more importantly, your professional pictures are due, but we do want to begin to work on putting together the program with your information. So I'm realizing that we didn't require it to the end of May. However, want to definitely encourage you to meet that deadline. And so we are asking that the candidates would have their professional picture, and we will actually send out the actual size that we need you to, the size and how we need you to send that picture in with a write-up about yourself. So all of that will be in the program. And so we definitely want you to be formulating that now, and not if you you don't have to wait to May 31st to turn that in. Let me just put it that way. As soon as you have it, by all means, turn it in so that we can begin to work on that program. Those individuals who have reached out to other individuals to be a part of their consecration process, to be co-consecrators, we definitely need that information so that we can reach out to those individuals and get the necessary documentation that we need from them as well. Putting together the program booklet is a task, as I know that you all are aware. And so we just kind of want to stay in the forefront of it and not get behind in that process. All right. In addition to this, to the information that you are receiving right now, I'm sure that you already know that the AEN conference will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Schaumburg. I want to give you some information as it relates to time and things of that nature. So we will actually hold the consecration will be that Saturday, the consecration, elevation, ordination, all services will take place on that Saturday, August 18th. So it will be, take place on Saturday, August 18th, and it is a progressive type of service. That's probably the best way to state it, that it will be a progressive type of service, meaning that while we will start in the morning around the 10 o'clock hour, we will start in the morning approximately around the 10 o'clock hour in a anointing, communion, foot washing type of ceremony, and then we will proceed from that point to prepare for the actual ordination, elevation, and consecration. And so, and then after that, we will, we want to kind of mentally begin to see ourselves starting that service approximately at about a quarter to 12, giving individuals the opportunity to get in and get seated and things of that nature. I said a quarter to 12, and I stand corrected. It is a quarter to 1, 12:45. At 12:45, we will be in our procession. And so there's some things that will precede that. And so we are asking that everyone make sure that their guests are there. Individuals will begin to, will be allowed to be seated around the 11:30, quarter to 12 hour, and then the processional will start officially at 12:45, with the banquet seating starting at 6:30. So just wanted to, that is just a rough draft of what we can anticipate taking place on that Saturday, the 18th, on that set. One moment, please. What we can begin to anticipate taking place on that Saturday. Immediately following the ordination, elevation, and consecration is the official picture taking. Because it is a white tie affair and people will not attend it in their clergy, we will be taking all official pictures immediately following the consecration, ordination, elevation, and consecration. So that definitely becomes important, because that, I want us to just kind of begin to see that as another stage in this process. So there is going to have to be an official picture-taking time just for our own record-keeping purposes. Questions, comments, concerns?
So that means we are, this is Hooks, so that means we are not wearing our garments and our choral attire to the banquet.
Exactly. Because it is a white tie affair, yes, we will not have to be in, you will not have to be in the banquet in your choral attire.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Well, this is running smoothly. So we definitely want to take some time to address clerical colors and take a moment to talk and make mention about the garments. I definitely want to address any questions that we may have prior to that as we just begin to review some garments and colors, and want to talk about those individuals that will be a part of dressing you and things of that nature. So I want to make sure I know who we have on the line. We have Pastor Harrington.
Yes, I'm here, Apostle.
Okay. Pastor Hook.
Present.
Overseer and Pastor Polson.
We're here.
Okay, just checking. And then Overseer Angela. That must be. Who do we have with the last four area code of 630? Oh, okay. Bishop.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. All right. So just was trying to identify some numbers here, some phone numbers here. All right, wonderful. So let's. We are missing some people. So if I can get you all to, we're going to just pause for right now so that we can reach out to some individuals. They're back on the line. If we can, does anybody have Bishop, do you have a phone number for Apostle KP? Does anybody have a phone number for Pastor KP? Does anybody have a phone number for Pastor James, Prophet Henderson, Pastor Durrell, and Overseer Angela Walker? No. Okay. Is
that me? Yeah. I'm texting some now. I'll send something to Prophet Mike and KP. I'm not sure about Walker. And who was the other individual?
Pastor Durrell.
Odell Jones, I'll shoot him as well.
So the only one you don't have is Walker?
Affirmative.
Apostle, I have Overseer Walker. I will send her a message.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I definitely want to make sure that all these individuals have the opportunity to be on the line or find out what's going on. Do we have any other questions before we actually talk about garments and colors? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm sorry, Apostle. You just asked a question, but I was sending a message, and I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, no. I just asked if we had, while we're waiting on the response for 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 or so additional candidates, I wanted to make sure that there weren't any questions or concerns or anything that individuals that are currently on the line may have, because this would be a great time to begin to address them.
Hello, Apostle.
Hello, over there.
Yes, I had.
You have a question?
Go ahead. Hello, Apostle, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. I talked with my co-consecrator, and she said that she didn't know if she would be able to make the trip to Chicago. She should be on the conference line. I told her about the conference call on today.
That she just signed in. Is it a 702 area code?
Yes.
Okay, she just signed in.
I'm sorry to be late. I was tied up with the project. I'm on now.
No, not a problem. Go on.
God bless. Thanks.
Bless you.
Apostle, this is Dr. Apostle Paula McDonald is her name. And she had expressed to me that she didn't know if she would be able to make the trip to Chicago. And you said, told me to bring that up when we had the conference call on today to see how we can make her, make it possible for her to be part of the process while we're in Chicago if she's not able to make the trip.
Okay. So we definitely, I don't want us to put it on this airline, only because it is a public or open. So I definitely will need Apostle's information. If you can text and or email that to me at ApostleShanetteHaughton@gmail.com, and so that we can speak to find out what capacity she can serve in. Now, remembering that while the consecration and everything, consecration, elevation, and ordination will take place on Saturday the 18th, starting on Thursday the 16th will begin you all's training, your interviewing, your examining, your testing. all of that will start on Thursday. And so there would, without a doubt, be the opportunity for her to be a part of that, because we can talk about looking at how to set up maybe Skype or GoToMeeting or something like that, so that she can be, you know, be an integrated part of what's taking place. So there, I believe that, and if I'm not mistaken, we have all the tech people on the line now. So I am sure that there is something that can come up that they can develop so that you can be a part of the process. So on that Thursday and Friday, you all will go through your interviewing examination, and you will have your binders present. I believe you all are responsible for a total of 3. And so your binders will be present so that individuals can go through them, have the opportunity to review them, sign off on them, and then start your interviewing, examining, and questioning process. So clearly she can be a part of that bare minimum.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
All right.
You have to provide her a copy.
Hmm?
Dr. Paula. Apostle, would I have to provide Dr. Paula a copy of all the things
yes.
I'm going to be going through?
Right. So you will actually be responsible for creating 4 binders, because she wouldn't be present to go through all of the binders that we would have on site. So she would be going through your binder via a video conference call and then interviewing from that perspective. So you would do part of your interviewing with her through this video conference call. So she would need a copy of your binder. And then there is a confidentiality form that we provide that we ask people to sign. Anybody that will, you know, again, have access to the binders or be reviewing it, there is a form that we ask them to sign.
Okay. I have a quick question. So, as part of the interviewing process, will I be interviewing the other individuals up for ordination and consecration, or just overseer posting?
Because you're not going to be here, if those individuals that are on site are a part of interviewing or reviewing and then interviewing and questioning all of the candidates for consecration, because you won't be on site, you will just be doing overseer posting, because there'll be no way to get you all of that documentation.
Okay. Now, is there anything preliminary I need to do, anything you would need from me? You just let me know. Well, he can let me know.
I was going to say, when we get your contact information, we can send you some things and then just kind of communicate from that perspective.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Any other questions, comments, concerns? I know we reached out to some individuals. I'm not sure if we've gotten any response. Okay.
Well, I do know that your ministry does things in a very godly, organized way. So I just want to make sure that I'm in alignment. And I know different ministries do their ordination and consecration ceremonies for the apostles, setting them aside, differently. So I want to be as knowledgeable as possible, and it's all possible to be there. But either way, you know, I yield to the leadership and to the method by which you're going to, you know, complete this process.
Well, thank you. We definitely appreciate your spirit of servitude, and we look forward in this collaboration, because the goal is just the goal being to assist Overseer and Pastor Overseer Walter and Pastor Pamela in becoming this next level of grace, not just doing it, but becoming it, evolving into this next level of grace that is being bestowed over their lives. And so we are excited to, again, be partnering with you to bring this to pass. Absolutely.
Amen.
Right, so
no.
I am not sure, but I am going to move on. If anybody gets any insight as to where the others are, please text me at 773-779-2900. That would be greatly appreciated. All right, so as we talk about the garments and what is needed in terms of colors and things of that nature, prior to getting to that place, I want to talk about the garment procedure. And so it is important to me that this, well, it's important to me how the robing or the vestment procedure will take place. And so all of the candidates, if I am not mistaken, except for two, are married. And so your spouses will be a part of robing you. Now, I don't have the wisdom yet as to the specific things that we want to give the spouses to put on you, that first layer, because I believe there is that first layer should have something to do with the spouse, and that last layer should have something to do with the spouse, because love covers, and so anything that will happen in between that process, that is just solidifies or speaks to or testifies to their commitment in your process. So your spouses will be a part of your vestment process, along with either another ministry team or two additional individuals. And so I believe if your spouse is not clergy, if your spouse is not clergy, then we just ask that they wear black. Everybody, if your spouse is clergy, then they will have on their clerical garment, and that will be fine. If your spouse is being ordained or elevated in this process as well, then they will step out of that role, stand with you, and then go back to the area with the other candidates that they are, that their class that they are a part of. So I want to share this, and we look forward to the spouses being there, being a part of it, being a part of the anointing, being a part of the laying on of hands, and their love being foundational to you all's process. So I definitely wanted to share that so that whatever kind of preparation needs to take place, it can begin. So with that being said, we can move on. I don't know necessarily that we have to go over the garments line by line for what they mean, because I believe that those individuals that are on the line are familiar with the actual meaning of them, but we do want to address the appropriate colors and make sure that everyone is aware of what they need. So we can move forward. Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Just wasn't sure what you wanted to share, if you wanted to share.
Okay. I need to open up that document too. As far as garments go,
Right, not necessarily the meaning, because I believe that we have the meaning, but I just wasn't sure if there was anything that you wanted to share. I was giving you this opportunity to do that, to talk about the coda bombs and to talk about the crest. And then, and while you pull that document, are you retrieving it now?
Yes, I got it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll wait. Go on.
So, I mean, I do believe that, well, I don't know. Let me not make that assumption. I hope that everybody knows what garments they need, and I hope that everybody knows where they can get them from. If not, I can share this document with you as I am in my email as we speak, if that is all right with you, Apostle.
Absolutely.
All right. So is everybody comfortable with giving me email addresses if I do not have them on this open line? Or is there anybody who would need this document?
I can make the email addresses available to you.
Okay, and I actually think I have them. I just want to know.
Right.
I guess I really need to know who would like to have this document or who needs to see the document to see what their garments are. Anyone?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I need that information.
Okay. I have your email, so I am putting you on. Anyone else?
And while he is collecting that information, we want, for uniformity purposes, I'm trying to look at the list to see if there is, so everybody probably will be obtaining a new one, to see if anybody would be using a previously, a cast box that they have used in the past. So the goal will be for you to come in civic attire so that we would rope you from your cast box to your rochet to your shamir to your cincture, your cross, your ring, am I forgetting anything, your bishop scarf or your tippet, depending on which is applicable. Your collar, you will receive your collar in the anointing service, so that will be one thing that isn't put on you in the main service. Your collar is something that will be put on you in a private ceremony. So your cross, again, your cross, your ring, and all of those things, your zucchetta, and at this point we are going to determine whether the mitre or beretta is, which one is the most appropriate head covering for this College of Apostles and Bishops.
So with respect to that, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
It, given the event, and I know we have this on here for everybody, presiding apostles and bishops, that we have the mitre and the zucchetto. I believe given this event, and definitely we can continue thinking about it and praying about it, I believe that everyone should at least have a zucchetto except for Archbishop. Everybody, so you, Apostle, should be the only one in a mitre, and I don't believe anybody should be vested with a mitre at this time, zucchetto at only except for Archbishop. And I don't know how you feel about the beretta. I am not impartial to the beretta. But again, I don't think any of us would be wearing a beretta either.
we have the zucchetta, that initial head covering garment, would be essential for everybody. Now, what goes on top of the zucchetta is what we need to look at, whether we go with the mitre or the beretta. We're having that conversation right now. But all apostles and bishops should bare minimum, have the zucchetta in the respected color. So now the mitre or the okay. Go on, Pastor. Sorry,
To confirm, then everyone will need their cassock in their respective colors. The colors for everyone should be fuchsia or Roman purple. I don't know if we're doing overseers, but they're English blue. And I'm not sure what color we're going to do for the prophet yet. But it should be the cassock, your cincture, your rochet, your shamir, your cross, your gold cross that is a chain of 36 inches. And as Apostle also mentioned, your ring.
Let's look at, Pastor, the 36 to 42, because for some people it is going to be closer. Because of their height, they're going to need, closer to the 40 or 42 that it can hang appropriately on, if worn in the pocket on the left side or when it is not worn on the left side, to be able to hang at the appropriate length.
Yes, and that is on the list, too.
Okay, wonderful. Because I don't want the bishops and apostles to have a shorter chain, and the elders and pastors' chains to be longer. That would be a dilemma. So if we can purpose to have ours closer to the 40-42, that would be superb, making sure that we have the pictorial cross.
I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your statement.
I'm thinking out loud with you all, that's all. Go on.
So for the pectoral cross, and we had this conversation last week with the other candidates as far as size, with the pectoral cross, I don't know if everybody knows what size their cross should be. If I'm not mistaken, we said 3 inches.
Okay. The other candidates wouldn't have pectoral crosses.
Well, the pastors would.
Okay.
No, they wouldn't. I think that distinction, it hadn't been made in the past, but it needs to be made tonight. Especially when we're using the term pectoral cross versus a cross. The standard chain is at least 35 for the pectoral. And so the pectoral would be the 3-inch size cross that Pastor Hooks is talking about. And then just the regular, I'm not going to say a regular cross, but the standard cross wouldn't be that size, and I think we need to clarify that, so that we can be very clear.
So then that means that when we, and you say in times past we did not designate, so in times past pastors were told to get a cross that was silver. So it wasn't gold, and I honestly did not delineate between whether it was, we called it a pectoral cross or not, but I do understand the difference. But it wasn't gold, and we told them that it also was not as large as the crosses that apostles and bishops wear, and so on. And now you're saying that we're not, that they're not to wear a cross anymore?
No, they can wear a cross. It's just that they should not have worn pictorial
cross. Oh, okay.
And I'm almost certain in the meeting on last week, we told them that they needed a cross, and I think the only thing that we specified was that they shouldn't have the crucifix on.
They shouldn't have what?
And no embellishment. It should be
right.
It should be a plain cross, no embellishment.
Okay, so yeah, we're in agreement then. We're saying the same thing.
Wonderful. We always do. So, but I just want to make sure that bishops and apostles understand that the goal is to have the chain from 40 to 42 so that the length is appropriate. It should be a pectoral cross. And the only thing that we may want to make a distinction about is gold or silver. I know that.
All the way. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I just wanted to sit out here.
I just didn't hear. Somebody was saying something, and I couldn't hear them.
I think that was Overseer Poster. I don't think he knew he was being heard, maybe.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. So, we will... The official list can be resent out to all candidates outlining the Levitical vestment and dress code so that we are definitely sure. Let me just, no one should have on scarlet red. So pastor gave the appropriate colors, whether it's the Roman purple, the English purple, black. What was the other color you gave, pastor? Okay. So that thing was important. Making sure that we have on rochets as opposed to surpluses, and the difference primarily just being the length. The length of the surplus typically reaches the knees, but our rochets should touch the floor. So that's, for the most part, some of the distinguishing features. The sleeves are somewhat different, and then the wrists, as they gather at the wrist, they have the corresponding tie on them that matches the color garment that we will be wearing. I'm also believing it is probably extremely necessary. All right. I understand what you're saying, Pastor. I'm believing it is going to become extremely necessary for us to share with all visiting clergy the appropriate and acceptable garments. And, Pastor, you were mentioning about the zucchetta and who should wear the zucchetta. Okay. And so, okay. And so, we will agree that no one will wear the zucchetta.
The mitre? Was it?
I'm sorry, will we, did somebody say will we wear the mitre?
No, 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 you said you will, we will agree, you made the statement, we will agree that no one will wear the zucchetta.
Yes.
Everyone is wearing the zucchetta, but no one will wear the mitre, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that no one will wear the zucchetta, and we all will wear mitres.
Understood.
So let me make a note of that. So, zucchetta, zucchetta. Okay. So, no one. Any other, we're dialoguing. Any other thoughts?
So, you want everybody in a mitre opposed to the zucchetta. And I kind of like the idea earlier that was suggested to put you in the mitre and the others in the zucchetta.
No.
But
you
okay.
Like the idea that I wear the mitre and everybody else wears the zucchetta and no one wears the, what is it, beretta?
Well, no, that didn't come up in what you just said. You just said nobody's wearing the zucchetta. Everyone's going to be in the mitre, which is why everybody is asking the question now. For clarity purposes.
And the beretta is actually new for us. Nobody's ever worn the beretta that I can recall.
Okay. So let's just pause for a minute. This is good, healthy dialogue. There has to be a feeling was that we would all, everybody would wear the zucchetta. And I stand corrected because I understand that the zucchetta is the apostle and bishop prayer cap and should be reserved for the prelate, which is why I switched and said, why, that's fine with me. It's no one wears the zucchetta and everyone wears. I would prefer that we didn't necessarily do, that we didn't necessarily do the mitres. I would probably prefer the beretta. However, that is a conversation that we can have as we are actually the only ones on the line. So I am listening. Is it? That's the conversation we can have now.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, this is new for me, Apostle. This is even new for me. And I thought I was up to speed. So I was like, wait, this is new for me. I said, oh, man. So let me put out my bad information, but if you would allow me, so I assumed this is Bishop Isaac saying and make that very clear, the standard at least would have been the zucchetta. And then the mitre was preserved for presiding prelates of the, the presiding prelate.
I agree. Because
you needed this. Okay. And so, but I heard you just say it's preserved for presiding prelates with an S. And so I don't know.
That has to be good.
Yeah, you know it's me. Just tell me what I'm wearing,
and
Apostle.
And I definitely understand, okay, and you know that overseer is without a doubt, you just can't hear her. And so she's translating that there's only one presiding prelate as it relates to LFCAEN, and so there should only be one mitre in the place. However, and while there is a lot, that is a very true statement. That's a true statement, and I have no problem with that. However, why don't we just determine right now and moving forward, which is why I said that there is going to be a need to let all visiting clergy that may be presiding prelates of their own reformation present, and amen, they won't be presiding on that night, nor are they in their own household. That is definitely so noted. But in respect to the grace of their offices, why don't we come up with right now, 7:51 Central Standard Time, what we are going to do. Glory to God. So, if we can agree that across, and it would be my preference, that across the board, everyone's basic head covering would be the zucchetta. Now, I do understand that within other reformations and governing bodies, that is not the case. Let me just go on record saying that. However, is it the consensus of this college that, well, hold on. Is Pastor Huston, Pastor Harrington still on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm hanging on to every word.
Oh, yeah, I should have known because you were quiet. Okay, so
I am
you know,
here, and I.
So
I was
going to
share. So, in agreement with what's been stated previously, that as I don't want to say the ranking official, but as the presiding prelate, you should wear the mitre. All else should either wear the zucchetta or the beretta. Now, with the beretta, it is also reserved for those that hold a doctoral degree. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that was determined by the three or four corners of it.
The three or four corners. Four corners is definitely for the doctoral, those that hold a doctoral.
Yes. So everybody that doesn't have a doctoral degree can get three corners.
Yeah, but it's like four corners for a doctoral at a particular a type of degree, though. It's not just any doctorate. It's like it has to be like a PhD and, a certain seminary theological school type. That's where that falls in, like canon law or something like that, a special type of degree.
So is it the official consensus of the college?
No, hold on, Pastor. Let me say this before you, because I feel like we're split. And this is what I'm hearing. Yeah, because I think you was talking about other I'm assuming it sounds like you're talking about other visiting reformations that come. And I felt like we were saying we want to see our presiding prelate in this, and then we would wear that. But I feel like you're saying that other visiting. So I'm trying to see. I feel like we should establish what is it for better or less term, your babies versus before we even invite other houses.
You know what,
I'm sorry if that's
inappropriate. You have no right to laugh at that because I know why you are laughing. You are so.
I thought I was on mute.
Okay, you know what, Bishop? You know, again, you have the ability to capture the heart.
Oh.
Wow. So the presiding prelate of LFC-ADN can wear the mitre. Right.
She don't sound happy about it.
Of course not. But nevertheless, we were asked.
No, but you're going to have a distinguishing cap. I mean, even if it was like a red Zucchetta, we would be wearing the fuchsia one. And so, therefore, you're still distinguished. But that's why I said, but then I kept hearing you say about other reformations that's going to show up. And it was like, wait, hold on. What about us first? Forget them.
So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. As even with other reformations showing, she is still... And I hate to use this word, but she is the ranking. Does it sound bad? But she is the presiding prelate of the Apostolic Ecumenical Network. She is the only one that should be wearing the highest ranking head covering during the consecration.
And garments as a whole.
Yes.
Yes, as chief. But if her co-consecrators from other reformations, what would you tell – we tell them what the standard is as well, correct? Is that what we're saying?
Exactly. We lay it out to them that even if they're an apostle, they wear red. But they do – even if they wear red, they wouldn't wear a mitre.
Okay.
All right. So I believe that what I hear us saying, okay – absolutely, is that the presiding prelate will wear some distinguished mitre that is very clear. The presiding prelate will have the crozier. And somebody said, oh, she adding something. I'm just saying so that we can distinguish all of these things because there may be other crozers there or whatever. And everyone else within LFC-AEN that are sons and daughters.
Yeah, with conviction.
I'm on mute.
did somebody say mute?
No, he said he was on mute.
Oh, I'm sure he is not. But we'll wear Zucchettas and what?
The three, if you want the beretta, it has to be only the three tips. I mean,
Right.
So is it agreed upon that everyone will wear beretta?
Are we voting or are we...
You make the determination
and we follow. No, so we don't vote. You make the determination and we follow suit.
Well, that's what I just said. I guess I'm saying it in this form. I'm not even sure who all is online right now, but it is what it is. Because I am not the expert in Levitical, liturgical garments or any of this kind of stuff, but they are. And so I don't want to be out of order, even though we can establish what we want to establish. I don't want to, in establishing something, be disrespectful to the already established universal order.
So if we talk universal order, most reformations that you will see a consecration, there will be no head garment, head covering above a zucchetto. With the exception of an apostle receiving the mitre.
Okay, so then that's going to make this easy. So everybody will wear the appropriate zucchetta? You know, do you guys know how much I love God? I so love God. But anyway, so everyone will wear the appropriate zucchetta, and the board will have a different head garment on. Okay? Thank you. Next.
For not being on the board.
Oh, I have the board. I know that there's some things I definitely know. And so I believe that that's how we will establish headship. I believe that that will make a statement that we want made. So the board, the cabinet, the executive board will have additional head garments.
All right.
Pastor Bishop.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Who says amen?
And the prophet is on the line as well.
Amen.
Oh, the prophet is on. Oh, okay.
What saith the Lord?
Yeah, please tell us.
Hello.
Let me go back to mute.
No, hello. What does the Lord say? We know you're on the line. No, hello. Tell us what the throne says. Oh, Jesus.
I said what the bishop said.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
did the prophet really say the Lord said whatever the bishop said?
Yeah.
I know he's about to relocate to Virginia.
Uh-oh.
In that case, then.
I know he won't care. Okay.
No, you know I care. I definitely want LFC to be represented universally. I think the color just needs to be established. So, you know, in the Catholic world, you know, the Pope wears white. All the cardinals wear red. All the bishops wear Roman purple. And yet, you know, it's always distinguished. Even though the Pope will wear his mitre, you will see others in mitres, but, you know, the Pope's is white. You know, there's just the color that just stands out. Something has to stand out for the presiding prelate. Some Reformation, their garments require mitre, you know, like if they're visiting and they are participating. Yeah. And so they're not going to go out and purchase, you know, Anglican if they're Greek. So you see what I mean? So I think it's that sensitivity that we have to have, which is why I said once again, as we are establishing for this house, we just need to make sure that the presiding prelate, that people know, even when they are sitting in the middle, the front, or the back, that, you know, who they are, so it can be respected and it establishes the order that is necessary.
Amen. All right, so with that, that's settled, and that was healthy dialogue. Enjoyed it.
I know what that means.
Good. So, Pastor, did you have anything else you wanted to share regarding the garment? Bishop, did you have anything you wanted to share regarding the garment?
Of course I do. Because now it's Archbishop, what am I wearing now? Now I'm really lost. Y'all done threw so many colors and mitres and zucchettos.
No, the Archbishop's attire is not changing from the email. The Bishop of Adjutancy, what is his official title? Let me turn to his page. His garment is not changing. His color is not changing via the email.
Okay.
So what is the
Pastor,
color there?
What we have to do, though, is update Pastor Hook because he needs to put it in his record. So, Dr. Pastor Hooks.
I am here.
My question would be, what color is this, Pastor Harrington?
It is blue purple.
Okay.
It is actually that it has an official color.
Well, no, I'm just saying. So, we will adopt that as the official color for the Bishop of Adjutancy. All right, Pastor, Dr. Pastor.
I hear you. I'm writing it down.
All right, wonderful. Archbishop, Your Grace, your garments have not changed. Your color has not changed. Hello?
His Beatitude, whatever you say, I will comply.
I appreciate that, Your Excellence. So the only person whose garments are to be defined, and an overseer posting who is being consecrated as an apostle, your garment and your garment colors are established. We will send those to you with pictures and colors so that you will know, okay? I don't know if we have any other candidates on the line. However, we will make that clarity for them as well. The only one without confirmed would be the prophet.
Agreed.
And his prophetic garments will be confirmed and emailed to him, along with the coordinating colors. The colors will speak to his primary and secondary graces. So we will do it from that perspective.
Amen.
Wonderful. All right.
Apostle?
Yes, overseer.
Apostle, I did receive the email, and we will abide by the colors that was given to me.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Are there any questions, comments, suggestions, impartations?
Apostle, this is Pastor Pamela. I just want to confirm. Hello?
Yes.
This is Pastor Pamela. I just want to confirm, since I'll be the one gathering all these garments, to be sure that overseer should have the fuchsia with the zucchetto, because a lot of dialogue was going on, and I just want to make sure.
And you are absolutely correct. He will have a fuchsia cassock. He will have I'll let Pastor Hooks go down the specifics. Go on, Pastor.
The fuchsia cassock, the fuchsia chemise, the white rocher with the fuchsia band, the fuchsia zucchetto. We didn't say this, but it needs to definitely be said. Your tippets, everyone needs their tippets, and his will be fuchsia as well. Sidebar for the tippet, or maybe we need to talk about that more after I do this, but we also need to know that our tippets need to have their badges on them, and we definitely need to talk about, which I don't think we talked about that this week, Apostle. We need to make sure we know what order the badges go in, and unfortunately, I think about it, I don't think we talked about that at all. But, yeah, those are the things that need to be color. Did we say black clergy shirts or white clergy shirts, Apostle?
Okay, now see, we did not specify that for this particular group. And that is something, we didn't specify that. And the other thing that we will review is the tippet slash bishop scarf, because I know quite a few people have them, and they are probably black, because that's the ones that, you know, were purchased originally, now understanding that there is a different color because it should match the garments. Or technically, it should match the garments. We just need to decide whether we wanted to match the garments or if we wanted to be black. I believe that it should match the garments, especially for this particular college of apostles, bishops, and prophets.
Amen.
So now, as it relates to the clergy shirt, I'm of the mindset, since that's what you all are going to come in, and I don't believe they should be able to be seen once the cassocks are put on. So I believe we can go with black because the pants would be black. The other thing we didn't talk about are the slippers or the shoes, but I believe we can just, that's something we need to talk about for those people being consecrated as bishops.
And we're specifically, for everybody who's not sure, we're just talking about what you wear for the service itself. You can wear any color clergy shirt after that. But on the night of the service, we're all coming in black clergy shirts.
Correct.
So I'm going to go a step further since we're there. Hot color matters too, right?
Yes, I pray so.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? According
yeah,
to the
I know
the
we're not supposed to wear the red.
Hmm?
I know we're not supposed to wear the red, but yes, okay. Oh,
you
scratch
the
left.
What's the conversation about the shoes?
Right.
I'm looking to see in terms of the bishop slipper, the shoes, and I'm trying to identify if it is necessary for those individuals that are be consecrated as bishops if the shoes are an issue. So I just need to look at the type of bishops we are consecrating to make that determination, and then I can let you know that in your 101. So, for instance, the presiding prelate, as the presiding prelate wears red, the shoes for the presiding prelate are red as well. All right. That is completely understood. So, however, for those individuals being consecrated as bishops, I just need to make sure the shoe color. Actually, I just need to confirm the shoe color. That's all.
Black.
Yeah. Did somebody say black? Just call it a day.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah. You don't
That's
want
fine.
To need to
That's
red.
No problem. Because we definitely have the opportunity to establish our own, and so it is established that it is black with no. What's the problem?
No, I just said,
Is something wrong?
No, that's always the game changer. It's, God, it's not hard to say. It's like we need to establish our own. We need also to be taught the universal so we know how to conduct ourselves outside the walls of LFC. And so,
absolutely.
So like you're saying, if the shoe color. If we want this shoe color distinguished, then that's fine. When we go outside, we need to be able to articulate that to other Reformations so that we don't be in offense. So I hear what you're saying. I agree with you now. That's why I said, that's what she's saying.
Yes, yeah, so it will work because we will, while we're at the conference, we will actually hold those types of training so that people know the garments, what you wear in-house, what you wear outside the house. For those people that are part of LFC, but they also have their own reformation, what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate? You know, you're a part of a greater organization, what will be appropriate when you're there? So, sure, we have quite a few presiding prelates because we have other reformations. However, when we come together, this is the color that is acceptable. If you go somewhere else, World Council of Bishops, doesn't matter if you're a presiding prelate, this is, and you normally wear red, the scarlet red, excuse me. This is the color that you wear when you're there. If you're at Joint College, no one wears red. These are your acceptable colors. So we can write that up, give that information out, and then do a training so that people know outside of this arena what is expected and what is acceptable. So everything just becomes an opportunity to teach and impart.
Agreed.
All right, anything else with the wonderful garments? All right, Bishop, you said that you had something you wanted to share, and I wasn't sure if Pastor was through.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm sitting here talking, and I was muted. I did ask a question, Apostle. Did you want me to talk about the crest and the seals then, if we're done with the garments?
Yes, please.
And I'm assuming we're also done with the colors.
Pastor, before you move on, did we ever establish the beretta, or it's only the zacchetto? Or did I miss that part? Yes, I did. I know what it is. Okay, thank you.
You didn't miss it. Everybody will wear the zucchetta, and the board will wear additional head garments. And that will be sent to the board, the appropriate head garment.
Amen. So concerning the coat of arms and your bishop's or apostle's seal, I sent out an email a couple of weeks ago saying that they were $550. First of all, let me tell you, I sent out another one to say to hopefully make it easier on everybody, that they'll be down to $450. So, for those that are interested, and we do hope that everybody is able to get theirs by the service in August. Please reach out.
Can you clarify
that
again? You said
clarify
each
what?
Or together? You said
each
or together?
Each.
Each. So
$450 a piece.
Okay.
Where is that email? Everybody should have received a document just kind of indicating the difference. And indicating what they represent and what you can have in them. That was a small, just a little bit of information. You also got two links to go to two websites that gives you a little bit more information. And just want everybody to just kind of be prayerful and open to what you believe the Holy Spirit is telling you should be in your crest and in your seal. Bishops in your seal and in your coat of arms. That's really all that I want to share, because there's not too much else to share above what you've already seen and received from me. But if there's anybody that has any questions, I am definitely welcome to take them. Open to taking them.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing that. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, so I know that, Bishop, did you have anything else?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Wow. All right, then. Want to really encourage people, if you have not already, please, 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 get registered. Number one, wherever we're at on our list of things, get registered. Don't forget that your administrator fee of $500 is due. Let's not forget that. Let's not wait to the last minute to do that. We are looking to do a lot. So with it, so that we could try to offset some of the cost of printing and things of that, offset some of those costs. And then we definitely need the names of those individuals, and I know it is past due, but those individuals who you desire to be a part of your consecrational process, so that we can let you all know in a more timely manner if there is going to be any additional costs that will arise. Obviously, we are going to try to cover everything within this, but you all are well aware that some consecrators charge $5,000 and $10,000. And so if you all choose some that is the seed that you need to sow into them, again, that cost then for you is going to change. So just so that we can be aware of that. Anything else? All right, well, I so appreciate everybody investing their time in this. We are developing our prayer strategy. We don't want to plan to a point where we miss God. I mean, we don't want to create plans and then ask God to bless them. We want those plans and that strategy that he has already blessed, and we want to walk into the fulfillment of it. And so that is part of our prayer focus, is understanding the timing and the strategies of heaven as it relates to these graces that are being bestowed upon our lives, so that we can walk into the fulfillment of it. Posture and position is everything. And so let us make sure that as we have been promised an open heaven, let us make sure that we are properly positioned to receive the rain from an open heaven. And so I don't have anything else at this time. I do understand that last month's meeting, we said that the fourth Thursday of the month was good for everybody, and that is phenomenal. But in my error, I realized that the other committee meets on the fourth Thursday. So if we are, I'm not sure how many of us are a part of that, but if we are to continue to meet on the, if we can change, that would be phenomenal. But if we cannot change, because people have already altered their schedules to be able to accommodate this, then what we want to do is we will not be using Blog Talk, because the consecration committee uses Blog Talk. We will have to go to the conference call line, And so we will make that information available to you all as well. So if there is nothing else, we will definitely close in prayer. I look forward to speaking with everyone during the month of May for your one-on-one that is scheduled in May. It may not have to be as long as some of them were for the month of April, but just as a point of contact to make sure by the 31st you have one moment, please.
Hello?
She's on pause.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, thank you all for that. Thank you. If we don't have anything else, then we can prepare to close in prayer. Are there any other concerns, anything else that is dear to your hearts or on your hearts or that we individuals felt like may not have been addressed or there's still some clarity that is needed?
I'm sorry, Apostle. Did we say that the tippets are supposed to be in line with the colors that we're wearing, so fuchsia tippets, Roman purple tippets, or did you say black tippets?
I don't think that I specified which one. So with that in mind,
I thought we did a decision was made, Apostle. The corresponding to the color.
Good.
Okay.
That's where I was going to go. That's the color.
And then when mentioning the badges, are we prepared to talk about the order and let everybody know where they should get theirs and what they need to get, or does that need to be discussed at a later time?
We will discuss that at a later time because individuals, we need to look at obtaining more badges, AEN badges, and then every church and Reformation that is present actually need to look into obtaining their badges as well. And so once we have that conversation, we can talk about the order that it will go on the tippet.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle, I know you and I talked the other day, and this is, I guess, a sidebar conversation. Did you find a somewhere else to order from to actually get them printed or embroidered?
For the tippets or the press, the seals?
The seals. Once they've been created by Pastor Hooks, we need to get them printed somewhere. So I'm actually actively looking for some place, but I know you said you had somewhere in mind.
Okay. Right.
And that doesn't have to be answered in this conversation, just, I guess, to keep it top of mind.
And that's something that we're still, Bishop forwarded some information. That is just something that we're still looking into to find the most cost-effective option for everybody. So, yeah, we're still, if anybody has already had some printed and felt like the seals were, you know, of the type of quality that you want to share. I am actually, at this point, I'm not against having pens. They're just easier to affix to the tippets. So that's just something we're still working on, but we can purpose to have that information for our next meeting. So our next meeting, I guess, would be May 31st. No, we said the 4th Wednesday, the 4th Thursday, which would be the 24th. However, quite a bit of information, and I mean a lot of information, is due by the 31st. So we will meet on the 24th so that any assistance that you all may need in getting in probably half of everything that's due in is due by the 31st, just making sure that, you know, you have, you're not having any difficulties with your vision, mission statement, conversion statement, statements of faith, the questionnaires, the emotional, the relational, all of those things, because they are due, and they go in your binders without a doubt. However, so that you can stay ahead of the process, they just need to be in. And just kind of revisiting the issue of your professional pictures, we will have that information emailed to you of the size and the, is it called DPIs or the resolution, and how they need to be sent so that they can be inserted. And then the write-up about yourself. Those are definitely everything we want to cover when we come together on the 24th. We want to, bare minimum, have a write-up about ourselves that can be prepared to go into the program. And if you have not turned in any co-consecrator information, we will definitely need that, because by then we would have needed to reach out to those co-consecrators so that we can get their picture and a write-up of them as well.
Amen.
Okay. So if that be all, then why don't we prepare to close out in prayer? Can one of the men of God close us out in prayer?
We appreciate that, Harrington. Thank you.
Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you for the vision that's been written. We thank you for the clarity that's been given. And, Father, we honor you for, as our hearts align to that, that we will obey that which you have spoken this night. Father, we thank you, God, for this process and what it will do. Thank you that it becomes the refiner's fire. And, Father, that everything that rises to the top will be skimmed off and that we will stand before you as pure. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our apostle. Thank you, God, for the insight, the wisdom, the vision that you have imparted into her. And as she continues to make it plain, Father, we pray, God, that you would continue to use, word her mouth and use her to your glory. Father, we pray for every person that's on this journey, Father, that they continue to walk in a place of surrender and submission. And, Father, that we die to the flesh daily so that your will be done and be manifest in our lives. Father, we pray, God, for all that will be impacted by this, for the nations and generations to come. Father, that the anointing will flow freely, and God, that they will experience the glory that you have purposed in this now season. Father, we bless you now. We pray that everything that was done and said tonight be sealed, and Father, that you will continue to give wisdom and insight as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all, and I will speak with you throughout the next month. Enjoy, submit to, and therefore enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Bless you. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night, everybody.